T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
9:42, 18 before 10. Matt Jewell joins us now, president of St. Charles Parish. Hadn't spoken to him in a while to give us an update on what's going on there and to talk about something big and fun that is returning. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me how the Ida recovery is going in St. Charles Parish.
Yeah, Ida recovery is still coming along. Obviously, we know we're still in the midst of hurricane season, so you know, many of our residents are, paying a close eye on the tropics. But, you know, it tends to still be people working with contractors trying to get insurance to pay them. And again, we're dealing with the same thing at the parish. So it's a slow recovery, but we've gotten to a really good place so far.
Everything's good with FEMA?
They're a little bit slow, but we expect that. I was just telling someone the other day that, we still have open project worksheets from Hurricane Katrina that we're still waiting
to
work on with yes. And so I know that Hurricane Ida is going to be, not just my problem for as long as I'm in office, but probably someone else's problem as well. But, you know, our goal is to try to get as much of our taxpayer dollars back into the parish as we can from that storm.
I don't mean to get off on this tangent, but that's incredible. 17 years ago and you're still dealing with it?
Yeah, and look, we've gotten the majority of all of that money back from that storm, but these are just smaller, ticket items that that we kind of go back and forth with FEMA on. But it just goes to show you that, they're still working on Katrina type work when it comes to these project worksheets with FEMA. So, federal bureaucracy at its best.
That's incredible. It really is. That's generational bureaucracy. Tell me about insurance concerns and insurance companies treating people fairly and the balance between that and companies writing or new home sales. Are people having a hard time getting insurance there?
Well, there's just so much to talk about around insurance, whether it's your property insurance carrier is not treating you fairly. We've seen thousands of people who were not treated fairly by their insurance company. Look, some people just took what they could get and, they probably had to come out of pocket for the rest. Other folks are fighting with the insurance company because what they're offering is just not even enough to get started on some of the damage that people have. So I've talked to a lot of residents. A lot of lawsuits are going to be happening with insurance companies, a lot of back and forth. You still see it coming slowly. Every now and then you'll see, hey, I finally got the check from the insurance company, and those folks are getting to work. When you talk about just the number of insurance companies, obviously we've seen the number of insurance companies who are writing policies in Louisiana have decreased significantly. And so that's why I've told people we really need several years without another bad storm for our insurance companies to start looking to start writing back into this area again. And then when you go all the way over to flood insurance, risk rating 2.0, if it continues the way it's going, has the ability to just completely devastate coastal Louisiana and other coastal communities across the country. We're fastly approaching a point where your insurances are going to be more than your monthly mortgage. So it's kind of a scary time right now, but we've been, myself along with other local elected leaders have been fighting back on the risk rating 2.0. And we've been having many conversations with our insurance commissioner, Jim Donilon, on what can be done to help insurance in the state.
And I know you're a policy guy and you've got experience, policy, pardon the pun, I didn't mean that, but you know, you got insurance companies that bring it upon themselves. Jim Donlin talks about a cottage industry being developed of people suing insurance companies. But you can't expect to have everything replaced just because a storm hits your house when that's not what you're entitled to. But you do expect to get what you are entitled to. However, you do have to have companies that want to write insurance here. This is a tough thing to put together. This is a Rubik's Cube, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, and I understand all those points. And when you put yourself in the resident's shoes, if their insurance company isn't doing right by them, and, you know, what is your option? Your option is either to just take what they can give you, or your option is to utilize the legal system and try to use try to get as much as you can. And hopefully, if your insurance company was acting in bad faith, that judge will you know, enforce that bad faith penalty on the insurance company to prevent them from doing that again. But, you know, and look, insurance is very complicated. You know, I don't consider myself an expert. I've learned a lot in the last year from Hurricane Ida about insurance. But for the average person, I mean, you're going to go try to seek an expert, which would either be an attorney or someone who can go do a public adjustment on your house. So, Until there's some more restrictions, until maybe there's some more leverage, I think, that the insurance commissioner can get around the companies, I'm not sure what you can do. I mean, I spoke to a lady who's been a customer of State Farm for over 40 years. She's never made a claim. The one time she makes a claim, they treat her like they're just meeting for the first time. And that's just unacceptable.
I've been paying premiums 30 years. This is the first time I've called you, and suddenly I'm a nuisance. And that's what you're talking about, literally, right?
Right, and these are the same people who, if you miss a month of your premium, they're going to drop you like a hot rock. Mm-hmm. And so, it's very one sided, in my opinion. And you know what, the residents, the people of our state, should have some sort of recourse against them. Obviously, you know, if everybody starts suing the insurance companies, and that does create some sort of bad market behavior for these insurance companies that they don't want to write anymore. But I feel like if they do right by their customer, there's no need for anybody to go to an attorney.
And that's why I said they brought it on themselves, and it's a mess. It really is. I don't know where the solution lies. That's why I wanted to get your take on it, because I know you do have some congressional experience and so forth. Let's lighten up. Tell me about the Alligator Festival. It's a big thing.
Yeah, the Alligator Festival has finally come back to St. Charles Parish. It's been on hiatus for the last 2 years. Obviously, last year we had Hurricane Ida, and the year before in 2020, we had COVID, and that prevented us from having this wonderful festival. This is the 41st annual Alligator Festival. It's happening starting Thursday, which is today. Mm-hmm. Tonight is actually locals night, so we're encouraging our locals to come out. There's a dollar off on beer. We're going to have local entertainment there tonight, and then it will go through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The entrance fee is $5. We have rides. There's plenty of vendors, plenty of craft and food vendors. So we're expecting it to be bigger and better than ever before.
But tonight's not limited to locals, right?
No. Tonight is open for everybody. We're encouraging our locals to come. That way, they feel like they get kind of a night to themselves. Thursday is generally a more slow night for the festival. That's us encouraging our local residents to come out, enjoy the festival before all of the big crowds from all across South Louisiana come in over the weekend.
And where is it, Matt?
It's located at the West Bank Bridge Park in Luling, underneath the Hale Bonds Bridge. And I want to remind all of our residents and all of the people who are potentially attending that all of the proceeds from this go to the Rotary Club of St. Charles Parish, which used this money for scholarships for Hornville and Destrehan High School students.
You got a website where people can go?
We're sharing this information on Facebook. So the Alligator Festival has a Facebook, as well as the parish. We've been sharing on the parish's Facebook page the information, and we'll be having information across all multiple platforms. I know the Rotary Club has also been doing a little ad spending to get the word out.
Yeah, I'm looking at alligatorfestival.org. That's got to be y'all, right? September 22nd to 25th?
That's it. Right there.
And is there a church here, St. Joaquin or something, right in that area, or am I imagining that?
Well, there's several churches nearby. St. Anthony is right down the road in Luling, and
either way, you just go down Highway 90. You can't miss it, right?
Right. If you come on Highway 90, you take the 310 exit and go towards the Hailbox Bridge, like you're getting on I-10. And if you're coming from I-10, you take the Luling exit, and it's right underneath the bridge. Can't miss it.
Do you eat that, Matt? Do you eat alligator?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely. It's delicious.
Yeah. Okay. I know there's a lot more there. I'm not trying to poo-poo the alligator festival. I'm not a big fan of alligator, but I bet you got some great catfish, too.
There will be plenty of food options for any type of taste that you have. Again, there'll be some live alligators out there. There'll be some dead ones too that you can eat. But there's plenty of food for everybody. Plenty of crafts for you to come out and enjoy, and then plenty of rides for the kids.
All right, I'm gonna leave you with two words for next year's festival, and you can workshop it. Okay, alligator rides.
There you go. We'll do that.
Think about it. Just think about it. Thank you, Matt Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish. Go to alligatorfestival.org to get all the information you need and go and have some fun this weekend. 9:52, we'll take a break. We come back, we'll talk to Newell Norman, the sheriff, back in town, and we'll see what he's got planned for you today here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.